The newly formed Social Justice Collective was the brainchild of Brittany Gudermuth through her environmental leadership degree at Naropa University.
And when I was doing my volunteering and assessing of the Peace Center, I noticed that they really care about people, everything they do. I'm thinking of like the triple bottom line, so people, profit, planet. And everything they do has that people aspect. Yet there wasn't like a very clear collective that was working just on people-oriented issues. And some things that came up was that Boulder was kind of missing like the culture around social justice work. We want people to come here and say, wow, these people really care about social justice and equality. And so that is that first point there, works to reach widespread communities to incorporate social justice into the Boulder cultural through action and engagement. So we're at the beginning stages of that. So we're working on the engagement piece, trying to engage communities that aren't already currently engaged and involved, to try to reach people beyond the circle that we're in now, reach past that. We're trying to, you know, connect with as many organizations that are working with social justice as we can and see if there's anything missing, if there's a void, and then try to fill that void.
Chris Allred with the Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Center is the coordinator for the Nuclear Guardianship Collective.
I would really like to see teamwork and solidarity and communication within the grassroots. There are some other collectives at Rocky Mountain, including Nuclear Guardianship, Nonviolence Education, Middle East Collective, Economic Justice, Citizens for Pesticide Reform. I do think it is timely with the political climate right now and the injustices that have occurred, multiple different issues, because social justice applies to a lot of different issues, a lot of different problems. So I think a major goal is strengthening communication and strengthening solidarity with the grassroots.
I'm Brendan Nackerman. I came this evening because I feel like, generally speaking, the left is really split into factions, and the Social Justice Collective at Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Center is really working on intersections and how to find commonalities folks working towards the same goal. I actually moved here from Ann Arbor, Michigan, which I think, in my experience, circles like this are a lot more common. So it's really nice to see it here in Boulder, Sash. It's more pertinent than ever that we're going to need to join together, if that's volunteer hours because funding's being slashed, you know, or if it's support, you know, physical, emotional support from folks, or if it's, you know, just finding ways to take advocacy into action. Like, this is the type of places that it usually happens.
Michael Benko says he's happy to see the new Social Justice Collective represents a melting pot of what's happening across Boulder.
Radical politics has been something at the center of who I am and what I try to do with my life for many years now. And so I am continually searching out new ways to get invested in the community. I started it sort of in a music scene in the punk community, and out of that grew my appreciation for intersections with homelessness, poverty, race, class. Just there was a whole melting pot of things that I started noticing, and since then been just looking for ways to be effective in the world. And it wasn't necessarily inspired by the new administration, but the new administration certainly bolsters my commitment to be involved in things like these. And so I'm here today to see what's going on in other organizations in Boulder and how to get involved, support, and stay effective in fighting for things I care about.
Susie Belmont attended the kickoff of the Social Justice Collective as a representative of the group showing up for racial justice.
And so we deal specifically around racial justice work, but we recognize that that lens crosses a lot of different types of justice work that people are doing. And so we're really interested in seeing how different organizations and people are taking on justice and activism in this time right now, and how BSurge can be a part of that, can support that, can provide resources, that kind of thing.
Belmont believes more people are activated around social justice issues now because while Black and marginalized communities have never felt safe in America, the white community has been made more aware of what's going on.
To me, it's really the white community that is waking up to the fact that this is what's happening out there, and like people are really being harmed by the things that are happening. And I think for the first time, a lot of white people actually feel a stake in that, but it affects people of color in really negative ways that they've always seen and always known, have always been a part of their experience. And so I think that this is a chance for white people to really see like how their humanity is tied up in what happens to these marginalized communities and the policies we make and shape that affect them. This is the America we've been living in for a really long time, and now I don't know, I think people see it in a way more clearly. I think it's been there since its inception. I mean, we're a country built on genocide and slavery, patriarchy. Like, these are the, those are part of our values as much as, like, independence and patriotism and all these other pieces, right? Those are part of our values and how our country was formed. And we've put Band-Aids on that, and particularly as white people are part in that. And I think for the first time I see a lot of people willing to take a look internally and into their white communities about how we are working as a community across racial lines and across groups to actually make some changes.
For more information about the new Social Justice Collective through Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Center, go to rmpjc.org. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.